The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker and Manisha Tank with you. It's time for What Would You Do? Manisha, if you were in human resource and you were about to hire someone, and while researching this person on social media, you found that he tweets just like Donald Trump. What would you do? I would faint.
I would probably be intrigued. I want to know what all this person is all about. But I have to say, I am amazed and astounded by the kind of things that people put on social media in relation to their workplace.
It's true.
And I think that's a recipe for disaster. But anyway, everyone's got a bit of a social media footprint, haven't they? Whether it's Facebook or Instagram, LinkedIn. Although we had a conversation yesterday where we're like, is it social media? Is it professional media?
It's a little bit more professional.
Yeah. I have a LinkedIn profile.
Like, sell yourself.
You've got a LinkedIn profile. You need to respond, by the way.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I haven't accepted your invite yet.
Yeah. So everybody's got one. But it's quite interesting. Companies have actually been looking at people's social media profiles when they are hiring, and you can understand why.
It's a personality profile in that sense. And this trend is especially with our lives these days being such an open book. So does this mean that whatever you post on social media might just come back to haunt you? And what are some of these potential issues that companies might face when you're doing this sort of in-house social media screening?
So many questions. It's a good job we have someone here who can answer some of them.
An expert indeed in the studio with us. And in fact, welcoming her back to the studio, Elizabeth Fitzell, Managing Director for Asia Pacific at Sterling Risk. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
So why are companies going through social media platforms when they're hiring someone?
There's a couple of factors. I mean, 79% of the Singaporean population have social media accounts. 85% of those are millennials. And 50% of our workforce are made up of millennials. So obviously, it's a great repository for looking at your potential workforce. So why am I looking there? Because there's a great repository. And also, too, it's about my brand reputation. So companies use social media to promote their brand. And in the same way, so too do candidates. If I look also, too, we mentioned LinkedIn earlier. Let's look at the sheer exposure factor. There are 260 million active users on LinkedIn, 2 million plus in Singapore. Now, 80% of B2B leads come from LinkedIn. And the content on their feeds gets 9 billion impressions a week.
Nine billion
impressions a week. So think of the impact if one of your employees or a potential one of your employees responded or put a comment or shared an opinion there that actually ran contrary to your brand.
Well, you'd want to know.
Is it,
Elizabeth, the first port of call for companies these days? Is it one of the first things you do when you're hiring someone?
At the moment, statistics showed in 2018, Career Builder did a survey. 70% of all recruiters are actually actively looking at social media, and a further 50% are doing broad-based searches on Google and Bing and just amassing information about candidates. And back to the points earlier made, there is a rich array of information online about candidates. A lot of it is protected information. When we're talking about age, gender, race. And the unfortunate thing is that when one is looking at that from a manual point of view, I can't unsee what I've seen. And therein lies the danger. I'm looking at protected information and I'm introducing unconscious bias, or indeed sometimes intentional bias, into the process, which can come back to bite the company.
I've got a sensitive question. Say you have a guy who's trying to get a job at this company. HR is doing the screening process and finds that this guy is a guy that's unlucky in love. He goes on a lot of dates and they all don't turn out well. But what he does on his social media is he rants about the dates. He speaks ill of these ladies that he's gone out with. Like, you know, why are you like that? Why you don't respond? Why you're so insensitive? And he comes across as a very angsty character on social media. It's sensitive because this is your personal thing. What do I do as HR?
I suppose there's two sides to that coin. We all have a personal life.
Sure.
But if I choose to make it public, is it personal? So it is my choice.
Right.
And for me, in actually looking at social media screening, it actually introduces a level of safety, responsibility, and accountability. Let's all start to think, be a bit more mindful before we just shoot out and mindlessly make comments, which may impact on people near to us and our greater community. So for me, it really introduces a level of, hey, listen, let's take responsibility and accountability. The world is affording me a stage. Let's use it responsibly.
Well, I hinted at this earlier. I have been doing a little bit of research myself and come across some incredible stories of people who have posted things that go completely counter to their jobs. So, for example, there are quite shockingly a number of stories in the US of members of the police force who've been fired because when the force has gone back and looked through their social media posts, they have found that, you know, there was a case of an officer in Tulsa, for example, who was fired right after coming out of the academy because they discovered that he had put racist memes on Facebook that went completely counter to the narrative. I find this kind of thing incredible. Do you see this much?
I suppose the most shocking one for me is just recently, April this year, the Malaysian-born doctor who was removed from an Australian emergency hospital. He had posted pro-rape comments on a Singaporean forum, and then he further indulged himself by posting nude photographs of a patient he didn't like. And he felt that working in Australia, he actually couldn't, there could be no action taken about him because he was posting in Singapore on a site. Mm. And that to me is rather shocking. You know what I mean? For you entrust a doctor with your health and your care. There are lots of examples, though. And I suppose it's all around the company's code of conduct. I mean, we look at high-profile ones. Look at home here. When you had the real outcry to the Singaporean PR when we had the flag tearing. Mm. You know, when that caused a real public outcry. Only recently, we had the Australian expat who was returned home because of the expletives on Facebook about Singaporeans and how stupid we were and backward we were because we hadn't got his Pokemon Go app here. Mm-hmm. But the damage that caused the company who brought him here was significant. So to me, it's all about public safety and your brand reputation and who you're aligning and how that person you're bringing into your company is going to interact with your candidates and your clients.
Have you got a sense of how much companies are investing in this type of research around hiring?
At the moment, it is very much a DIY process in Singapore, we are noticing. And back to the stats, 70% are actually using social media. From our statistics, what we're looking at is when we actually conduct the screening, and ours is a machine learning AI solution, 15% have questionable data. Interestingly enough, when you look at other statistics, what people are saying from the recruiters who actually search social media, 57% are finding information that they actually would cause them not to hire a candidate. But really interestingly, 43% say if they don't find a social media profile, they won't interview.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Not enough background.
So what they're too saying mysterious. Is what's happening here, which is really quite interesting.
I could be in trouble then.
You were hired. So Elizabeth Fitzell, Managing Director, Asia Pacific at Sterling Risk. Elizabeth, we've been talking a lot about expression of opinion on social media. And obviously, you know, it's a go-to platform now when you're hiring because it's so ever-present in our modern society. How big a part do pictures play, the type of pictures that you post, perhaps of yourself or your lifestyle?
It all depends on the type of picture, okay? So if I look at it, the key reasons that people will say I'm not employing because of social media are actually about provocative or inappropriate photographs. Okay. And that is the top reason.
All right. Are there any potential issues with companies doing in-house social media screening? Because you mentioned earlier on that it's a very DIY process. What's the bad side to it?
I suppose if I sum it up, there will be three issues. The first one is the compliance issue.
Sure.
And the compliance issue is all around, again, that the lack of objectivity of a human. So when a human's looking at something, you introduce inconsistency and bias. If you're outsourced, you go into an expert. They typically use machine learning, artificial intelligence, and they imply really consistent, objective criteria, removing the protected information. So it's the compliance. The second thing is the efficiency. I mean, it can be quite time-consuming looking at social media profiles.
Sure.
And there's so much information there. And that's a double-edged sword. There's so much information there, you then lead into the issue because you may miss information.
Okay.
And the second thing is how do you adjudicate? Again, if you outsource it to experts, machine learning and AI can just analyze, amass, analyze, and very importantly, authenticate information, tie it back to you, make sure it's actually your information, in a matter of hours. And that would take, could take somebody weeks, or actually just render it impossible.
I did want to ask about the bias a little bit further, though. I mean, earlier this year, I was involved in a panel. It was around International Women's Day, and we were talking about diversity and inclusion. And what came up was the amazing results that symphony orchestras have had doing blind auditions for candidates to come into the orchestra. And they found that they got a much better balance of male and female. And you talk about bias in hiring. It seems like if you're looking at people's social media profiles, effectively what you're saying is that bias increases. And I certainly wonder from a D&I point perspective, that's not a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can't help but have bias. And again, if you look at interviewing techniques, 60% of an interview is based on my judgment of your social skills, your personality. AI and machine learning is actually a really good leveler. You simply key in, this is what the key requirements of the role are, and you remove all those protective items, like your race, like your gender, like your religion. They're removed, and that introduces objectivity, and therefore really increases diversity in our workforces.
Is it something that's more useful for certain industries and not for others, this type of screening?
No, because of the rich context, I would see it as useful for every industry. Obviously, certain industries are classed as higher protected roles. We talked about the doctor. Financial planners may be dealing with providing advice to elderly people or young people. So certainly, certain industries have higher risks and certain roles have higher risks. But to me, social media screening, really, it's a part of our lives. 85% of millennials, social media accounts, an average of 8 social media accounts per person, and they're spending an average of 2.8 hours a day on social media.
Social media, can't live with it, can't live without it. Elizabeth Fitzell, Managing Director, Asia Pacific at Sterling Risk, in the studio with us. Elizabeth, thanks again for coming by.
My pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.